Today's gospel reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This is an unusual way to give a sermon, but I'm going to do my best. And I would want to start by saying I miss the Palm Sunday that we would have had. You know, the one with choirs in robes and bells ringing, that one. I miss the praise band countdown. I miss that Palm Sunday. The one where we plan ahead about how the children will process with their palms and then they'll get shepherded down to Sunday school. The beautiful, impressive one. The choreographed one. The controlled one. The one where I don't have to worry about camera angles or how clean my house is, because we're having it where we always have it. I sort of want the Palm Sunday where we're sitting where we always sit, and I'm robed and smiling, and there are crowds, and they're not socially distanced from one another, and we don't have to worry about that. Crowds, but not unruly crowds. You know what I'm saying? The Palm Sunday that is beautiful and sweet and well put together. In fact, in my mind's eye, I envision Palm Sunday like Easter Sunday, only with more green and less pastel colors. That's the Palm Sunday I'd like to have this year. But what we are given this year is this Palm Sunday. And it's not so well choreographed. It's not so controlled. And I'm not sure about it, because the whole world feels a little different this year. It's different than I thought it was, you know? Our procession is digital. Many of us may be feeling isolated, alone, or unsteady. And in our minds, of course, when we picture the original Palm Sunday procession, it might look to us like that Easter parade picture. You know, like a cherry blossom parade. Crowds clapping and cheering and things of that nature. Palm Sunday, a time when we all see Jesus for who he is. And it's peaceful and it's fun and there's happy children and palms. And we all go home and the next thing we have is Easter. And nobody worried about whether more than 10 people were there at once. That's how it is in my mind. But it turns out that the original Palm Sunday procession was not a conventional victory parade. It was about Jesus's kingship. It was a coronation, every bit as unsettling to the powers that be as the coronavirus. The parade involving Jesus and the branches and the cloaks and the children was not the only parade in town in Jerusalem at the Passover. While Jesus' followers were making their way from the Mount of Olives to Jerusalem, Pontius Pilate was in a very different parade, coming up to Jerusalem from the other side. Pontius Pilate was in a parade as governor of Judea, called from his house by the sea to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. And Jerusalem at Passover was like a beach town at the 4th of July. Estimates are up to 200,000 people were in the city for the Passover, and most of them would have been people of lower birth, peasants, common people. Passover was the time of remembering and celebrating Israel's liberation from slavery in Egypt. So Passover was a dangerous time from Rome's point of view. The parade Pilate would have been a part of was a show of military strength and power designed to keep commoners in their places. It would have had palm branches too. Only it would have also had bound prisoners and shows of military force and maybe a band. Jesus's parade was not like that at all. But it was just as political. A slap in the face to Rome. A political statement without the trappings of empire. A procession claiming that the poor are blessed, that the peacemakers are blessed, that God's kingdom is the real kingdom. And it doesn't hail Caesar as Lord. Look how Matthew describes it. It's almost covert. Go see the guy about the donkey and the colt, and he'll say the owl flies at midnight, and you'll say it certainly gets chilly in Jerusalem this time of year. Go get those animals because the Lord needs it. Jesus is on a colt, the foal of a donkey, to fulfill the prophecy from the Old Testament. Behold, your king comes to you. On a donkey, on the foal of a donkey. This is a slap in the face to Rome. But everyone along the road to Jerusalem would have understood the symbolism of what Jesus was doing. Israel had, of course, wanted a king. Their salvation, the one that they think they want, is political in nature. Be a king, but be the kind of king that we want. Be the sort of king that gives us what we want. Be what we want you to be. But this king's procession doesn't look like the procession of a king at all. When Caesar came to town, there were 1,000 soldiers and hundreds of slaves, and Caesar in a chariot or on a stallion. There would be speeches and acclamation. But Jesus is heralded by children and rides on the back of a donkey. He preaches about peace. He's not about following the crowd and giving them what they want. He's about making sure God gets what God wants. He's about the cross. During that procession, the world seemed unsteady. Because the gold throne of Caesar is impermanent. And Jesus is clopping along on the back of a donkey for a coronation that is unlike any that the world would have recognized. Friends, maybe this is the year. You know, it feels like so much is so off, but in this year, when the world seems so unsteady and so much that we thought we could count on feels impermanent, maybe this is a chance to have a Palm Sunday that is more real than it has ever been. Maybe it's a chance for Jesus to ride his way into our hearts in a new and deeper way. Consider this. The crowds shouted, Hosanna. Hosanna does not mean hooray. It doesn't even mean hallelujah. Hallelujah is let's all praise the Lord. Hosanna does not mean look at us process down the aisle in perfect time. It doesn't mean let's go to church and have a nice concert and clap at the end and go home. Hosanna means save us, Lord. Save us. Jesus on the back of a donkey, surrounded by people who needed saving. Hurting people, reaching out for the hem of Jesus' garment. People who lived under the boot of empire. People who maybe had tried to wave palms when Caesar came to town, and it just left them broken, alone, and afraid. And so in Jesus, they get to be a part of a procession where they turn away from the glitter of the status quo and all those things that they thought could save them. And they turn instead toward Jesus, even if the crowds are not really sure in Matthew who this is. This is the one who can truly save. Jesus is the one who shows us, in the words of Pastor Jen from last week's great sermon, what's important now. Jesus is the one who shows us who our King really is. Now, I get it. It's entirely normal to want to skip the Hosanna part. Let's just skip the Hosanna. Let's go right to the Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? It's entirely normal to want to skip the Hosanna part because we're so capable and strong on our own. I mean, Hosanna, but not really. Save us, Jesus, but on our own terms, if you can. Grow our church, Jesus, but not at the expense of the way we've always done things. Save us, Jesus, but just don't require anything of us. Save us, but don't change us. After all, Jesus, you know me. You can't expect me to change the way that I am. You can't expect me to sacrifice my ego to follow you. You can't expect that I would forgive someone that I'm mad at. After all, I'm mad at them. You may be on a cult, Jesus, and we'll follow you as long as you remember that really, we come first. Hosanna is a very hard thing to say. But maybe this year, in an era of pandemic, the coronavirus paves the way for us to give Jesus a real coronation in our lives and in our church. Save us, Jesus. Save us from the idea that we are God. Save us from our anger, our fear, our unforgiveness. Save us from our pride. Save us from our lack of imagination or the smallness of our hearts. Save us, Lord, from ourselves. Save us from our lack of imagination, our impossible brokenness, our crushed dreams. Save us from the tyranny of fear that keeps us from loving one another. Save us from our fear of each other, our fear of the future, our fear of being found out, or stepped on or stepped over, and probably stepped on or stepped over at Target, just trying to buy some toilet paper. Save us from all the other kingdoms that we are so tempted to love and follow and cherish. This year, Lord, save us from being in the wrong parade. I love the video of people waving palms right where they are, in their neighborhoods, in their cul-de-sacs. After all, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he was riding to us. Riding to us with our furloughs and our toddlers. writing to us with our loneliness and our stress eating and our Zoom meetings. And when we shout, Hosanna, God listens to us. In Jesus, we see the way that God saves, not with might, but with love, not with violence, but with presence and peace. God saves by taking our sin, our rejection of Jesus, and turning the cross, which was meant for death, and a tomb, which was meant to hold Jesus forever, into ways that God conquers the power of sin and death and the grave. It's a strange Palm Sunday. I'll give you that. It's not the procession we expected. It's not shiny. It doesn't feel like Easter, only with more greenery. But maybe before we can shout a full-throated hallelujah, we need to shout Hosanna. And when we shout Hosanna, God is listening. And what we're given is Jesus on the back of a donkey, riding to us, riding to our brokenness, to our sin, to our need. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.